You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 John chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. The scripture says that it should not come to us as a surprise if the world hates us. In fact, brethren, did you know that it is a badge of honor that you are hated by the world? You should actually be concerned that the world likes you. When you see a preacher that the people of the world loves, I want to tell you, you are seeing a preacher that has departed from the truth. A preacher that is preaching Christ and his kingdom will never be loved in this world. People will not like you. People will not want to relate with you. And it is a badge of honor if it is so. But if they love you and they appreciate you, they are always listening to you. Can you imagine? Unbelievers are listening to you, but they are not changed. They are not transformed, but they love your message. They love what you are saying. Those are the kind of preachers we have raised today. Preachers that are preaching things that even unbelievers enjoys and loves without their lives being changed, without their lives being transformed. Those are the kind of preachers we have today. Believe it or not, some of these programs that are being organized, unbelievers attend them. And they tell me they enjoy it. But, they will tell you, no, I can never give up on my religion. But I enjoy this speaker. I enjoy this message. You see, when you do not preach Christ, I'm telling you, the truth is that the world doesn't have problem with morality, with prosperity. They don't have problem with God. They only have problem once you introduce Jesus into the conversation. Everybody in the world claims to believe in God one way or the other. They are all trying to serve God one way or the other. But the problem is that Jesus is the only way. And that is what the world does not want. And Jesus, when they come to Jesus, their works will be revealed. And the world does not want that. But then in that second part, verse 14, it says, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. I was just wondering. He didn't say because we pray in tongues. He didn't say because we are born again. He didn't say because we sing. He didn't say because we are pastors. He didn't say because we are prophets, we are evangelists. He says because we love the brethren. Did you know that the proof that you have passed from death to life is that you are loving, is that you care about the body of Christ? That is the real proof. If that proof is not in your life, it's a waste of life. He says further, he says that he who does not love his brother abides in death. Brethren, this is a very serious matter. He that does not love his brother, that person may be a preacher. That person may have claimed to be born again for 30, 40 years. That person may be speaking in tongues. He that does not love his brother. What is love? To treat people the way Jesus would treat them. If you are not treating people the way Jesus would treat them, according to this scripture, you are not in life. You have not received the light of Jesus Christ. He said, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He that does not love his brother abides in death. I therefore bring this warning to you today. If you do not love, you are still in death. I pray that you will receive understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.